About the fox and the bear. Johnny looked around. He knew he was in a kind of strange country, yet he still searched for his little town on the horizon. But it was in vain. Far and wide, there was nothing to show them that they were near. He realized that while they were wandering through the belly of evil fish, the water could have taken them far down the river. The sun wanted to guide them for as long as possible, but finally it had to go towards the horizon to sleep. Once more, the sun gathered all its strength, smiled one last time, then dropped behind the hills. They were both so tired that they slept like logs. Only in the morning, as Johnny awoke, he found out that he wasn't at home, snuggled and warm in his bed. The sun tickled his face and invited him to begin his morning prayers. Playful the ant was not angry with him anymore. After all, what they had gone through together was better than sitting at home in front of the television. He became interested in other adventures. Other than that, they got along very well. Johnny was truly a better friend than the others in the woods. They sometimes said mean things to him, but not Johnny. He was an example for him. Because of that, he decided to stay with Johnny for a while, to accompany him on the way to his mummy, and after that he would return home. Johnny was glad to be with the ant too. He recalled that Jesus' disciples also travelled the world in pairs. Eventually, they got into the woods. The road was overgrown and dark. They walked around a big, old oak tree, which looked very sad. Its branches were hanging down, as if upset by something. Even the little mushrooms hid themselves from them. It seemed that they were afraid of them. Just then, a fox ran by them as quick as a motorcycle, and behind her ran a bear. This was no game, and Johnny immediately knew that the bear wanted to hurt the fox. When the bear tackled her, Johnny summoned all his courage and cried out, "Let her go, right now!" He surprised even himself that he had such bravery hidden in him. The bear slowly turned his huge head. For a minute, he tried to find from where the voice had come. He stood up on his big back legs. "Who is calling that?" he yelled. "Me, Johnny Walnut. I want to tell you that such a strong animal as yourself should not hurt a weaker one. In case you haven't heard, Jesus is the strongest of all, but he never harmed anyone." "But you don't know what the fox did to me. She lied and told me that there were blueberries at the top of the hill. When I climbed up there, I found nothing but daisies. From a distance, she sneered and laughed at me," the bear defended himself. "You should have picked some of the flowers and brought her a bouquet. You know, Lord Jesus himself said that we should even love our enemies," Johnny answered merrily. Then he turned to the fox and told her strictly, "And you, naughty fox, you should say sorry to him immediately." The fox hung her head and frowned. "Okay, I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore." But that still didn't seem to be enough for the bear. "Who is this Lord Jesus? I, the bear named Wrathy, and the master of the Enchanted Forest." "This is the Enchanted Forest?" Johnny wondered, but continued, "But then where is my town and where are the amusements?" But neither the fox nor the bear had heard about the town or the carnival. So Johnny told himself that whilst he searched for the way home, he would tell them something about Jesus. All of it was new to the animals. Sometimes Playful added something too, because he wanted to show off what he already knew about Jesus. They all really liked the stories from God's Word and willingly listened to them. Wrathy began to change. He stopped getting so angry, just a little bit, when flies and mosquitoes annoyed and bit him. The fox changed a lot too. She stopped making fun of the others and didn't even tell tales because the little ant told her she shouldn't lie. Since the fox was very clever, she happily learned all the verses in the children's Bible by heart, and she spoke to everyone about it. In a little while, the other animals in the enchanted forest also learnt the news.